At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. Mm-hmm. Let's do it, y'all. Booker, Alex, and Sarah is Share Your Salary.
Share Your Salary. Share Your Salary.
All right, last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Adam, an international business broker, makes $140,000 a year.
Yeah.
On the phone with us now is Mark. Good morning, Mark.
What's up, Mark?
Morning, hello, everybody.
Mark is a technical solutions consultant.
Oh.
Whatever the hell that means.
Sounds fancy.
We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary.
You're very welcome.
So, Mark, this is the way it's going to work, okay? We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody. Simple, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, 60 seconds starts right now. So, technical solutions consultant. So, I'm assuming you help people fix things, yes?
That is a very high level what I do, yes.
Okay.
So, it's like IT tech support kind of deal?
Correct.
Is it all computer-based?
It is. It's actually for one of the largest computer companies in the world.
Oh, cool.
So, give me an example of what you will do. You work for a company or are you independent?
Correct. I work for a company.
Mm-hmm.
I work in a department that can be considered escalations management for technical support. My role is that of handling the worst of the worst. We vary from looking into systemic issues that can include thousands of systems or thousands of customers. We also handle major escalations, executive level escalations.
Oh.
You think when your mother is very mad that her computer is not working and she writes into the Better Business Bureau, that's where my team steps in.
Ooh. Oh, so it's not like when I was having issues with Sprint back in the day and I would call their customer service line and I would immediately say, I need to speak to your manager about canceling my account.
That would be more customer service. Think that, but more technical support.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Typically, we will engage on things where we determine it is what we call a systemic issue, a systemic quality concern, and we engage our engineering teams to help find out what the cause for that issue is and what the solution is going to be.
Sarah, you didn't get a chance to ask any questions.
I know, because there's so many words coming out. I'm trying to process them.
She's so detailed.
Yeah, I know. How long have you been doing this?
So I've been doing this for about 5 years.
Are there people under you? Are there people above you? Are you like the boss or what?
So I'm not the boss. There are people that work, I guess, under me, but not in official capacity.
Okay.
I still have no idea what the hell you do. Something about systemic.
It's like a tech support role, but for companies, correct? Not for the consumer.
For a company. For his company.
Well, so correct. So I work for a large computer company that I don't want to necessarily name.
Right.
What I do revolves around engaging with customers primarily. My role is a customer-facing job. So it is tech support related. When there are tech support issues that we deem, like I mentioned, systemic that involve a number of customers or a number of systems, we look at that issue, we determine what the issue is and the cause for it, what the solution for that is going to be, and work with customers to implement that solution.
I think the thing that's so funny to me is when you listen to different people and their different jobs, like nobody goes into high school or college knowing all this lingo. If you were to look at a job description and you just see these words systemic and escalation, you're like, what? But it's just when you get into these jobs, you learn a whole new language.
I'll give you a free hint. I didn't go to school for this.
Oh, okay.
All right. Mark, the technical solutions consultant.
Mm-hmm.
How much does he make? Text your guess right now to 51993. Alex is going to use one of your messages. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Mark shares his salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now.
Mm-hmm.
On the phone with this is Mark from Austin. Mark is a technical solutions consultant. A lot of words were floating around, Sarah. What did we learn?
All right. Hopefully I got this right. He helps people fix things. It's all computer-based. He works for one of the largest computer companies in the world. His department deals with escalations management for technical support. He handles the worst of the worst, like systemic issues for thousands of systems or customers. He said something about, like, if it's like your mom writes into the BBB, it's like his department steps in. He's been there 5 years. He is not the boss. He did not go to school for this, and his boss calls him a fixer. Like, that's the most layman term. He's a fixer.
It's time for our guesses. Alex Franco, what say you?
Casey sent a text to 51093. He or she said that I left Dell as a technical service manager making $92,000. Take $20,000 off and use that.
Oh, wow.
So $20,000 off of $92,000.
Hold on. Let me do the math here.
Oh, my gosh.
So wait, hold on. Say it again.
$92,000. Yep. $92,000. Right. She said, or he
minus
said, $20,000 off that.
$20,000. Okay. And then hit the equal sign there. And then that's going to be, looks like $72,000 is going to be Alex's
that's
guess.
That's my guess, yo.
Sarah, what about you?
She's so annoyed. Bro, we got to be right, you know?
Oh, my God. You think you're funny sometimes. $80,000.
Okay. You're going with 80.
Yeah, I was saying it. I mean, the one number that just hit me and didn't go anywhere was 85. So
we're all over.
I'm going to say 85. So you say 72. Sarah says 80. I'm going with 85.
Yep.
We got this.
Mark, let's find out right now. What is that magic number? How much are you making every year?
$65,000.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Alex,
okay. Hey, Casey, shout out. Thank you for sending that text.
We were trying to give you a pay raise, brother.
I know. You deserve it.
Yeah, now you do.
Listen, I really appreciate being the advocate for that. I'll make sure.
Once you become like a team lead, then you're really going to bump up in salary, right?
You would think, not to get too deep into the weeds of it, but the team lead is actually the same pay grade as I am.
Oh, wow.
Oh, then forget that responsibility.
Yeah, forget about it.
My next goal is management and above.
Nice.
Okay.
Good. Well, we wish you luck.
Yeah. And is that right around the corner?
It's looking like it. I'm making moves, so we'll work
on boy.
It. Just Control-Alt-Delete somebody. Thank you for keeping us fixed. Thank you for sharing your salary.
Yeah.
Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.